Glory to Jesus Christ. Annunciation Byzantine Catholic Parish, Homer Glen, Illinois, presents Light of the East, a program revealing how Eastern Catholic churches have nourished the Roman Catholic Church and today's world in profound ways through their histories, traditions, mysteries, spirituality, and liturgy. Hello, I am Father Thomas J. Loya, pastor of Annunciation of the Mother of God Byzantine Catholic Church in Homer Glen, Illinois. My mission is simple: to take seriously Pope John Paul II's declaration that it is the first need for Roman Catholics to become illuminated by the light of the East, to become familiar with the histories and liturgies of the Eastern churches so as to bring about a great restoration of unity with all Christians, East and West. As our Holy Father described it, when the Church breathes with two lungs, we may all be granted a full taste of the divinely revealed and undivided heritage of the universal Church. This is a story of the Eastern churches, an inspiring story of faith, courage, intrigue, mystery, spirituality, dissension, and reconciliation. But most of all, this is an expression of a great experience of faith through our unique divine liturgy. Join with me now as we look towards the light of the East.
Aum Bishmeya. پایش کچه شموخ، اتیه ملکیوتوخ هاور زایوخ، داخید بشمیه و بارا. هنلن لخم سنقانه، ایجی یومه و شقلن خوبین، داخت اپخنن شقلن خیاوین. لا مورتلن گیو جرابا، الا پاسیلن من بیشه، سفدیخه لملکیوتا و خیله و تجبوختا، العالم علمین، آمین.
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 You have just heard the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father, recited in the language of our Lord, Aramaic. And this was recited by our guest today, Saba, and he's joined here by Juliana. They are from the Iraqi Christian Relief Council. And we welcome back Juliana, who was our guest before on Light of the East, but she has now Saba, who just recited the Our Father, with her today. Welcome to Light of the East.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Saba, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you're involved with the Iraqi Christian Relief Council.
I received a call from Juliana inviting me for one meeting, and after a couple of hours, I left and I was called again to join permanently. And since then, we've done a tremendous work. Juliana is motivates others that are around her. She's an inspiring person and has done due diligent work for the society. And we're hopeful that we will achieve what we're out to seek.
You are from Iraq yourself, right?
Yes, I am.
But you live here in America, though.
For a long time.
Oh, and you have been to Iraq, right, recently or over the years?
No, I haven't, unfortunately.
But you were originally from Iraq, or you were born here in the United States?
I was born in Iraq, and I left Iraq when I was 7.5 years old. And when I got to the American shores, I was almost 10 years old.
Oh.
So.
And Juliana, you are originally from?
From Iran.
Iran, yes.
Yes. I was smuggled out of Iran in 1989 into Switzerland, smuggled again into Germany. We left Iran because of our Catholic belief. We were being persecuted, my family and I. Mm. Therefore, in Germany, we declared religious asylum in the American embassy, mm-hmm. became refugees, and came to the States in 1990.
But both of you ascribe to the Assyrian Church, right?
Correct.
And you're both in communion with the Pope of Rome, right?
Part
of the Pope of Rome, yes. Now, what is happening in Iraq? Have you heard anything recently? What are your contacts or what knowledge do you have of? Because that's a big issue today in the world, especially during this time of election, you know, as to whether how things are going in Iraq, of course, unfortunately, with the war. But is Iraq doing better? Are things improving? Or what do you hear?
We just had a delegation that went to Iraq at the end of March. This was for about 10 days, I believe, and this was due to the Assyrian New Year, which falls on April 1st. So this was the delegation celebrated the Assyrian New Year's in northern Iraq, and in parallel, what they went out to seek was information on how things are going, mm-hmm. or how things are at this point in time. Mm. And luckily, due to this, to the election year, things are stable right now. Mm-hmm. We're in hopes that it will start to diminish, but there are still issues that are lingering for specifically women that have lost their husbands, that are caring for their children. And Juliana will probably shed more light on that in a few moments.
One of the biggest issues right now is the condition of Christians in Iraq, correct?
In Iraq, as well as in Syria, Jordan, and Lebanon. We have two kinds of refugees, ones that are displaced in the country, and they escape the southern part of Iraq to the north, mm-hmm. and are displaced there because of lack of financing, lack of housing. And the second kind is they are refugees in Jordan and in Syria and Lebanon, and truly their conditions are gruesome. There is not only the matter of survival that they're facing, they're also not being educated. So mm-hmm. our young generation that is growing up, there's a great lack of education.
This is Christians?
Correct.
So they're being, basically suppression is coming from Muslims or?
No, actually they're living in camps, in mm-hmm. tents mm-hmm. in Syria. The Syrian government is not really providing any education or special accommodations mm-hmm. for these people, so they are just they're coexisting there. Mm-hmm. And in Jordan, the conditions are so difficult that four or five families live together. Many, unfortunately, are turning to prostitution for mm-hmm. lack of financial assistance. Mm-hmm. And so they don't have books, they don't have computers, the teachers are not able to teach the children. Mm-hmm. Not only the education, as we know, math, science, and such. Also, we want them to not to forget about their Christian education.
Yeah.
So we need Bibles. We need. There is a great need for the Christians in the Middle East at this time.
And your organization, the Iraqi Christian Relief Council, works with another organization called the Assyrian Aid Society. Correct.
That is correct.
And what exactly do you do?
The Assyrian Aid Society has been on the ground in Iraq assisting Christians of Iraq since 1991. They are a 501c3 organization. What they do is they build schools, they build dormitories, they sponsor ill people to be brought outside the country to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
And also, what we do, we have come in to assist them. Our projects are approved by the Assyrian Aid Society. We are ourselves 501c3 paid pending right now. Mm-hmm. But all the funds that we collect, everything goes to Assyrian Aid Society of Iraq that are on the ground, dispersing the money mm-hmm. basically to those that are in need. What we do is we're approaching the American brothers and sisters, Christian brothers and sisters, mm-hmm. raising their awareness, asking for their prayers, especially asking for funds to be sent through the Assyrian Aid Society.
Mm.
So you asked earlier the current conditions from the report that came to us last month. There are over 600 children that are orphans. We need orphanages. We need people to take care of them. There are thousands of women, like Sabah mentioned, that are widowed.
Mm-hmm.
They're facing two issues. Number one is lack of work. These are educated women that can work, but there's no work. There isn't any work. And also, there is the lack of security.
Mm.
Reports have come and they have said that we are afraid of to walk by ourselves on the streets because of being kidnapped.
Mm.
For those audience, for your listeners that don't know what happens to the Christians of Iraq, if I may state some facts. The Christians are fleeing Iraq or the southern part of Iraq because they've been asked to convert to Islam
mm-hmm.
or pay jizya, which is a tax that non-Muslims have to pay during war, or to leave their homes. Therefore, they're being evicted. Women are being punished or killed if they don't follow the Sharia, the Islamic law, and wear the scarf. Our clergy are being mocked. They're being stoned, or they throw mud at them when they see them in clergy outfits. The Christian businesses have been burnt. Churches have been bombed. Many of our clerics have been killed. As you know, our Archbishop Farah Drahu, they killed him by putting acid in his nostrils in March.
This is when they thought that he just died from a heart attack.
Correct.
Or frail health, but he was actually poisoned. Huh?
He was poisoned, correct.
Mm.
So that is what drives Christians away from their homeland. Mm. And we are the indigenous. Assyrians, Chaldeans, and Syriacs are the indigenous people of Iraq. We are the first people that converted to Christianity. We are still, even though we don't have a geographic country, we are still speaking the language of Christ, Aramaic. And today, what we're asking of your listeners, we implore you to visit our website. There's a petition there because we need security.
Mm.
We ask you to visit the website. There's a petition there for you to sign. We're asking George Bush to use his forces, to use his influences along with other governments to to do something from a security perspective for our Christians. And Sabah will talk to you about how many signatures we need and by what time frame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Currently, by the end of August, we must acquire over 100,000 signatures for this petition to be of some significance that we can push forward. And we will pray and seek your support on this. So please visit our website at www.IraqiChristianRelief.org. And we can also be contacted at or reached at 847-380-4272. Again, that website is www.IraqiChristianRelief.org. Number is 847-380-4272. And also, if you can inform friends and family to visit this website and do what they can. And also, please pray for us.
When we return after this brief break, we will talk more with our guests from the Iraqi Christian Relief Council about the situation of Christians in war-torn Iraq and what you and I can do about it.
Light of the East will return in a moment.
Light of the East could really use your help. We have enjoyed your comments and your dedicated support. More people are listening to Light of the East than ever before. Thanks to EWTN, we are on over 60 of their affiliate radio stations and the Sirius Satellite Radio and broadcast shortwave around the world. Also, thanks to Ave Maria Radio, who broadcast our program in Michigan and Florida, and thanks to Catholic Radio International, we have a stronger internet presence than ever before. But it is the unique nature of Catholic radio right now that some listeners in major cities are unable to hear our radio broadcast. In order to reach them, we need your help. We need your prayers and financial support. We receive donations for which we are everlastingly grateful, but in order to continue to grow in our listenership, we need even more financial support than ever before. If this program and its message means as much to you as it does to me, we need your donations. Any amount will be a blessing, but if you contribute $10 or more, we will send you Theosis, the music of the Byzantine liturgy sung by the Annunciation Parish Choir, which you hear on this program. Checks can be made out to Light of the East, and donations can be sent to Light of the East at 14610 Will Cook Road, Homer Glen, Illinois, 60491.
Glory to Jesus Christ. I am Father Thomas J. Loya, and I want to tell you about an organization that I am associated with. It's called the Tabor Life Institute for the Formation and Education in the Theology of the Body. This is an organization that puts on conferences and retreats and workshops and just about anything you can imagine tailored to your needs and to different age groups that communicates the theology of the body, that sacramental liturgical worldview, the truly Catholic human worldview, especially as applied to the human person, human relationships, and human sexuality. We have an exciting website. It's called taberlife.org. You can visit that by going to taberlife.org. You can also contact us for any of your needs, if you would like conferences and workshops, retreats, and so on, by going to taberlife@earthlink.net. That's taberlife@earthlink.net.
Peace in our homes, in our relationships, and especially in today's world, can only come about through prayer. The members and friends of Annunciation Byzantine Catholic Parish in Homer Glen, Illinois, invite you to join them every Thursday evening at 7 p.m., for divine liturgy and other services offered for the intention of world peace. For information, visit www.ByzantineCatholic.com or call area code 708-645-0241. Annunciation Byzantine Catholic Parish is located on Will Cook Road, 1.5 miles north of Route 7 and 1/4 mile south of 143rd Street in Homer Glen, Illinois. Divine Liturgy each Sunday morning at Annunciation Parish begins at 10 o'clock. Any Catholic in good standing with the Catholic Church may receive communion at this Sunday Divine Liturgy.
As an internationally known speaker on the theology of the body, Father Thomas J. Loya is called to speak on the topic all over the country and around the world, as far away as Ireland and recently in Austria. If you would like to engage Father Loya as a speaker, we invite you to contact him through the Tabor Life Institute. Inquiries are welcome via email, taberlife@earthlink.net. Or you may call Tabor Life at 708-645-0762. 708-645-0762.
Each program on Light of the East is archived on our website. Learn about the 10 gifts of the Eastern Catholic Churches by visiting www.ByzantineCatholic.com and clicking onto the radio page. If you have any questions or comments about the Eastern Churches, the theology of the body, or any topic discussed on these programs, we invite you to correspond with us through our website, www.ByzantineCatholic.com. By the way, for those of you who would like to find a Byzantine Catholic Church in your area, you can simply go on to the website www.parma.org. That's parma.org. And that will give you a list of the Byzantine Catholic Churches in your area.
And now back to Light of the East.
Welcome back to a Light of the East, where we have guests from the Iraqi Christian Relief Council with us today. That's Juliana and Saba. And Juliana has been with us before, so it was great to have you back here on Light of the East, Juliana.
Thank you.
And Juliana, we were talking before about the condition of Christians in Iraq, and I find it very odd, strange, that such conditions are existing for Christians, or this persecution, when we're trying to establish a more democratic type nation. You know, it seems rather inconsistent to me. Has this difficulty that Christians have had in Iraq, is it just something as a result of the recent war? Or has there been a history of it?
There has been a history of this. In 1914, World War I, between 1914 and 1918, 75% of our nation was wiped out via Kurdish and Turkish assistance. 1933 was another genocide. So throughout history, we have been targeted unfortunately, by some Islamic extremists. Mm. And I interviewed a priest whose church was bombed in 2004. And this priest said that this is not the first time this has occurred. This type of atrocity was going on under the table at the time of Saddam Hussein as well, where people were being evicted, not in such grand scale, but people were being evicted. Priests were being harassed and churches were being closed or destroyed. So this is not new. However, like I said, this is something that is happening on a larger scale, and people are being displaced now.
Mm. Yeah, it's interesting because we often hear that under Saddam Hussein, that he was sort of neutral towards religion or faiths, and that the Christians basically were just sort of left alone. But you know a different story then.
Correct. That is not accurate, yes. And I think what I'd like to do is to refer your listeners once more to our website.
Okay.
There they will have a little bit of history of what has happened. There is a section where they will get the up-to-date news, live feed. If they would like to just subscribe to that website, they can get that automatically. The website is www.IraqiChristianRelief.org. There's a guest book that you can sign. We have also created a donate button for your convenience online that you can, by just click of a button, if you'd like to, and we would be grateful, you can donate to this cause. The money from the Iraqi Christian Relief Council goes to the Assyrian Aid Society. Like I mentioned earlier, they are an established organization since 1991. They're very transparent. Their tax forms, everything is on the internet. So you know where the money goes and how the people are being assisted. And I'd like for Sabah to talk about some services that the Assyrian Aid Society offers right now after this war.
Currently, the Assyrian Aid Society has brought to the United States a number of children or young adults, all paid for by the hospitals caring or tending for their cares. The only thing the Assyrian Aid Society is raising funds for is for the transportation and the paperwork that needs to be started, the country they're leaving and coming into America. And I believe currently we have a list of 20 young men and women and children awaiting transportation. We found the hospitals and doctors who will care for them once they get here. Again, as Juliana mentioned, if once we raise these funds, we'll pass them onto a Syrian Aid Society, and in doing so, hopefully we'll get these individuals the care that they desperately need.
Mm-hmm. In addition to what Sabah mentioned, I have to say there are three areas that we concentrate on: food, medicine, and shelter. Mm-hmm. This is what the Christians of Iraq need today, aside from security. They need some basic necessities. Today, the Christians of Iraq are living 4 or 5 families in one room, literally where they cook, where they use the bathroom, where they sleep. And men are reported that are sleeping outside in a cemetery, whether it's winter or summer, to give a comfortable condition to their wives and children. As our Lord Jesus Christ himself said in Matthew 5:42, give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. This is something that our Jesus Christ himself stated. So I implore you, my Christian brothers and sisters, to assist us so we can be a help, a ray of light. And please help us save the flickering light of Christianity in the Middle East. And one more thing I'd like to add. We do travel throughout the United States as ICRC and conduct presentations. So if there is a congregation that wants to volunteer and work with us, and you can create a small community, we can travel and we can make presentations to raise awareness and ask for prayers, as well as raising funds. And for those of you who want to write a check for this cause, the checks must be made payable to AAS-ICRC. AAS stands for Assyrian Aid Society, ICRC is Iraqi Christian Relief Council. The address is CO Assyrian Aid Society, P.O. Box 598,000, Chicago, Illinois 60659-8000. This information can be also obtained on our website, www.iraqichristianrelief.org.
Juliana, has your organization, you've been here at Light of the East, and you, of course, are local here in the Illinois, Chicago area, but has your organization spoken in other states and gone around the country?
God willing, we're scheduled to travel to the East Coast in Connecticut as well as in Virginia. Two communities have asked us to go and present to raise awareness among Catholics and among Presbyterians. We are speaking to all denominations of Christianity. Mm-hmm.
And the aid that you give to the people in Iraq, this is for all ages, right? Children,
absolutely,
and adults,
absolutely,
families.
We are also asking those who have connections, those who have ideas, those who have connections with microfinance organizations that might want to take on this project, that might want to champion this, that would go to the northern part of Iraq and would create businesses there for these women to be able to work. Mm. That's very important, I believe.
So it's just not a matter of them being qualified. It's a matter of they have no jobs, right?
There's absolutely nothing. Yeah. We also welcome any ideas. And if there's anyone that would like to contact us directly, our phone number is 847-380-4272. And due to you championing this project and truly helping us through spreading the word through your radio show, we have received many phone calls, many supporting letters, a lot of checks, and online donations. So we're absolutely grateful to you, Father Loya.
And God bless you, you and your listeners.
Well, thank you. We're glad to help because the Eastern churches, we of course present the Eastern churches on our program here, as John Paul II called it, the Eastern lung of the church, both Orthodox and Catholic. And we do so by presenting the riches of the Eastern church. And the Eastern churches today find themselves at the epicenter at some of the biggest, most significant global issues of our day. And of course, few things are more significant than the situation in the Middle East, and in particular in Iraq. So we are very, very happy to be a part of helping the situation there in Iraq, especially our fellow Christians, especially here in Light of the East, because our goal here, of course, our purpose is to present to the world, to make the world more aware of the Eastern churches, wherever they are. But in this case, in particular, where they are at the epicenter of these big, very big, significant global issues, such as, of course, the war in Iraq. Something that people will not hear just anywhere. We don't really get the full story, the complete story. So it's good to have people like yourselves come to Here at Lie the East, and so you can tell your story to help listeners understand the truth and the full picture and what is needed there. A lot of people don't know that there is this persecution of Christians there. And as I mentioned, we're going to have to certainly help and pray that this changes, that as Iraq stabilizes, that it will become free and tolerant of all faiths, but in particular Christianity. Iraq, that country there, was a tremendous land of the Bible, you know, not only of Christians, but also of the Old Testament times. And as you mentioned, when you talk about Iraq, the people, Iraqis, as it were, it's not necessarily just one strain of people, right? One
Correct.
Race. It's made up of a number of people.
Many right? races.
Yeah, and it has been that way for a long time.
Yes. And if you, the report that come to us, they say that a few Muslim neighbors, for example, of these people that are being evicted, they come to them and they say, without Christianity, Iraq is not going to be a stable place. So not all Muslims are attacking Christianity there, but there is this handful yes. of extremists that are trying to truly wipe out any non-Muslim religion that exists mm-hmm. today in Iraq.
And as you said, a Christian Iraq would be a stable Iraq.
Yes.
Christian by its nature is very stabilizing. Can you conclude our program today with some more prayers or words in the Aramaic language?
I'd like just to add on one thing. As we all know, Christianity started out of Iraq, where the first patriarch, Abraham, walked away from, out of Iraq. We must ensure that Christianity will remain and sustain there and flourish. So please urge our president, President Bush, to support this cause, to protect, provide security for the Christians of Iraq in order for them to flourish.
And now, Father Loya, if I may, I would like to conclude this discussion with a prayer to our Holy Mother, Virgin Mary. Shlama lach ya mot Maryam, lita vat shapaqat, maron amma khile. Brachtavad yo bachtate, brachtalat untit kisach isho. مات مريمي مدلاها صالي من جيبديان خطايا من آدية هل دان موتان آمين
آمين
Thank you for listening. Next week, we will return to the Light of the East. To find out more about Annunciation Byzantine Catholic Parish, visit our website, www.byzantinecatholic.com, where you will also find an archive of all of our programs. If you want this program to continue with its mission of Christianity's reunion, we need your support with a donation. Any amount will be a blessing. Please make out a check to Light of the East Radio and send it to Light of the East, 14610, Will Cook Road, Homer Glen, Illinois, 60491. That's Light of the East, 14610, Will Cook Road, spelled WILL-COOK Road, Homer Glen, Illinois, 60491. From the Light of the East, a new dawn of unity is in sight. God bless you, go with God, and may God grant you many blessed and happy years.